It's my generation fighting in the Middle East right now. But for lots of big city kids like myself, the war rarely enters our world or gets personal. We went from high school to college, and from college to jobs. News about the war worries us, and we talk to our friends who've read the same stories. But mostly we go about our lives and put energy into things like our Halloween outfits or dating. This Halloween, I was at a party in Los Angeles, and I made small talk with one Hollywood lackey after another. Then I approached one couple with interesting costumes, and they were truly from another world. I introduced myself to Vampire Red Riding Hood and Indiana Jones, and we get to talking amid the pounding music and bobbing apples.
Little Red Riding Hood and red vinyl. What more do you need?
Later I find out that they usually go by the names Aaron Nolan and James Smith, but odds are that even if I saw them again, I wouldn't recognize them dressed as their everyday husband and wife selves. But that's befitting, because the story of these characters goes beyond the everyday.
I'm actually in the Navy, and so last year I told my husband that I was still out in the desert in the Middle East on deployment. Well, take my faint out here. He didn't know that I was actually back in the States already. And I surprised him Halloween night, dressed up in black, as a Batgirl in black vinyl, short skirt, you know, and had a photographer friend of ours perform a magic trick. He still thinks I'm all the way out, halfway around the world in the desert. And he takes off this, you know, blanket where I'm sitting on the couch. And abracadabra, there I am. He didn't even recognize me until I took the mask off. He jumped back about 6 feet.
It turns out there's a lot of military history in her family, but Erin was an actress. She was going to college and dreaming of a Hollywood career when September 11th happened. Erin decided she didn't have anything better to do and signed up for 6 years with the Navy. She and Indiana Jones have lived their entire marriage long distance. She looks forward to being able to share life more fully with him, particularly their birthday.
July 9th. He's 81, I'm 82. I had his ring made for him out in the Middle East. He wanted silver, and he's got a ruby, which is our birthstone. And then he gave me something pretty with a ruby as well. And I mean, same carat size and everything, and it's just pretty neat how that worked out.
But it almost didn't. They dated before, but she'd recently broken up with another boyfriend around the time she enlisted. James came back into her life just a month before boot camp.
And he calls me up at 12:23. He had a little bit of liquid courage. And before I know it, he's just launching into this spiel about how I'm the best girl he's ever dated, how he still loves me. Not that he was asking me back right then or anything.
Just... Well, but I was. And you knew it. And I knew it. And you fell for it. And here we are.
When we started realizing, I mean, with him and me, we can't be just friends. I mean, it's all or nothing, you know?
Once Aaron deployed overseas, the distance put their relationship to the test. But their bond proved not only to be strong, it seems to have saved them.
I sometimes feel like I was a stronger person before I joined. It's little things. Little things just kind of wear on you. So
James thinks Aaron's too hard on herself. He says she's matured and come into her own.
The waters are a little deeper now. And, She's a woman now, you know, and it's very strange to, you know, love somebody and be with somebody and be married to somebody that you can remember being a teenager with, and she inspires me every day. So she's doing something right.
Erin tells me she once dreamed of getting married on Halloween. Bigger events took those plans off course, but she and James seem happy and totally in love. They leave me speechless, and I think this makes them a little uncomfortable.
It's a small story. It's not cinematic. There's nothing, you know, Hollywood to it. It's not like there's, you know, music swelling in the background and this big dramatic moment. It's just calm. And
to
I
me,
never really feel
theirs
calm.
Is a tale with all the makings of high literary drama. His perspective may be a matter of necessity, though. It'd probably be hard to get through the day thinking about life in those terms. But a Halloween party is the perfect time to do so. We dress up as the stories that have colored and informed our lives. In this case, though, the little girl traipsing through the woods grows up to become a hero to her hunky adventurer, who wrote her love letters while he waited for her to come home. For No Particular Radio, I'm Carolyn Silvera.